I want you to write about me, she said. Yes, he said, I will. He wrote about hummingbirds, wildflowers, animals who roam the earth, free, the beauty of earth itself, and gave her the poems. She felt disappointment that he had left her out of his vision. She walked the slowly eroding mountain and saw a hummingbird in her nest. Still as the tiny bird's awareness of the very large human, for a moment she became the tiny bird, sheltered the future of her species, bore the future through danger, as she had borne and protected her children, her love, for him, for life. She became the gray doe, stepped quietly under trees, stopped motionless, and blended into background of pine trees, duff, low brush, became earth itself spinning, eternal in an eternal universe. Poetry recreated itself in her senses. She understood he had always written about her when he wrote about the hummingbird, when he wrote about the motionless gray doe, when he wrote about the beauty of the earth spinning brilliant among brilliant stars.